Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's info to go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management to handle bugs and critters. Sun and clouds by afternoon. It's going to be breezy today with a high in the 40s. What's going on, Kara?
Well, this is why we can't have nice things. Saturday at Lenox Mall, a man was shopping in Neiman Marcus, went to adjust his pants, and accidentally fired his gun.
What?
Of course, shoppers went nuts and were sent running. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, and the man, embarrassed, I'm sure, made a run for it as well and hasn't been found. But police are urging shoppers to leave their firearms at home, or at the very, very, very least, be responsible enough to use proper safety.
Is it possible that it's cursed?
Lenox Mall being cursed?
Guns just fire themselves there.
If there's ever a gun story and it happened in Georgia, most of the time I'm just like, yeah, it's Georgia. What are you gonna do? This is one of those times where I'm like, wow, I need to share this with my friends in the North because they're really going to get a kick out of this one.
You can't even go into Neiman Marcus mall stores. I'm glad it's Neiman Marcus because most of us probably wouldn't
go
to Neiman Marcus anyway.
That's true.
Actually, we're all fine, yeah.
Let the super ultra wealthy be scared to shop there.
Y'all ready for a good feeling.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
We've got a local middle school basketball player blowing the minds of sports fans everywhere with a jaw-dropping last-minute shot. North Forsyth Middle School was taking on their rival, South Forsyth Middle, on Thursday night, and with less than 1 second on the clock and 1 point down, Brady Holbrook caught an inbound pass, made a last-ditch effort, and just launched the ball toward the basket. It sailed over half the court and sunk in just as the buzzer sounded, sending the entire gym crazy.
This is one of the things that you can hear about, your friends can tell you about, you just heard about it, mm-hmm. You go, cool. No. It is must see.
Yes.
It is top five plays of the week.
For sure.
And so popular that like ESPN ran it, Barstool Sports on Instagram, Stool Presidente even retweeted it.
Oh, it's a winner.
Yeah.
Tad and Drex on Facebook. The video is there for you to check out right now.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Electrical, Plumbing, and I think I got everything. Air conditioning.
They make tacos.
Hello, Sean in Fairburn.
Hi.
Hi. Would you do me a favor and kick Kara out of the studio?
See you later, Kara.
See you, Sean. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, win $100 of her money. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
All right. Here's question one. A five-year-old boy at a California Christmas tree lot mistook Prince Harry as a salesperson. True or false, Harry and Meghan have one son named Archie.
True.
Question two. Falcons fell again to the Saints yesterday. What city do the Saints call home?
New Orleans.
Number three. It was 16 years ago today. MySpace turned down an offer to buy Facebook. What's the name of the 2010 film about Facebook?
Oh, I don't know.
Number four. The actor who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley passed away over the weekend. On that show, the women worked at a brewery in what Wisconsin city?
Milwaukee.
All right, number five, Eminem made a surprise cameo on SNL during a parody of his 2000 song about a stalker fan. The name of that song?
Stand up. Let's see. Was it real? When it's free, stand up. I know the song. I don't know the title.
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Sean and Fairburn did well this morning with tough questions. You got three right, so well done. Kara got to answer at least three of these right to tie and take the win.
Okay.
All right, Kara, same questions. Number one, a five-year-old boy at a California Christmas tree lot mistook Prince Harry as a salesperson. Huh. True or false, Harry and Meghan have one son named Archie.
That's true.
That's what Sean said, 1-1.
Question two, Falcons fell again to the Saints yesterday. What city do the Saints call home?
New Orleans.
That's what Sean said as well, knotted up at two.
Number three, 16 years ago today, MySpace turned down an offer to buy Facebook. What's the name of the 2010 film about Facebook?
The Social Network?
Yeah, Sean didn't have an answer. You're up 3-2, Kara.
Number four, the actor who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley passed away over the weekend. On the show, the women worked at a brewery in what Wisconsin city?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Sean said Milwaukee, and that was the right answer. So we're knotted up at three right now.
Finally, number five, Eminem made a surprise cameo on Saturday Night Live during a parody of his 2000 song about a stalker fan. The name of that song?
Stan.
Stan. I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy.
Sean was saying, stand up, real soon, Sadie, please stand up. All right. Final score, 4-3. Sean and Fairburn, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I am not.
Kara, 920 wins and just 32 losses.
Sorry, Sean.
That's okay. It was fun.
Sean, no cash, but we are going to hook you up with a consolation prize today. Four tickets to Callaway Gardens Fantasy and Lights.
Sweet.
Discover Callaway Gardens Fantasy and Lights this holiday season from November 20th through January 4th. You go to B985.com for more info and how you can save on tickets. But you don't have to worry about it, Sean, because you got them for free.
B98.5. All right, thank you.
This is mortifying. This voicemail that I received. You ever get a message and you're like, geez, I hope this is a wrong number. I really hope this is a wrong number.
It's me. I just thought I'd let you know that I found something that you left here the last time you were here, which was some time ago. A pair of jeans, your favorite jeans. They're here. I was going to mail them to you. And then Maria said, no, just wait till he gets back to, and he can have them then. So they're here. They're clean. They're waiting for you. Pussy.
Okay.
Who's Maria, Tad?
Why are you leaving pants at Maria's, Tad?
I don't know. And this is the problem. I do know that I have a pair of pants that are out there in the universe that I officiated a wedding and there was an after party and I had brought, because I was wearing like nice pants and I had brought more comfortable pants, so I left the nicer pants behind. I called those guys and I said, did one of you call about my slacks? And they said, no, absolutely not. So that would mean that if this is true, that would mean there are more than one pair of pants running around the city of Atlanta that belong to me.
It's interesting that you know that they're in Atlanta, Tad.
Yeah. Hmm. Are you not missing a pair of jeans?
I don't know how long ago this was. I mean, with the pandemic, I haven't really been partying the way I used to. So.
And that was my question, Tad. Yeah, are you having a hard time remembering when you left somewhere in your underwear? Like, should we go back and check your Uber log?
Like, how big of a problem do I actually have? I don't really believe that these are my pants.
Mm-hmm.
But unless I call these people back,
right?
You don't
somebody's,
know for sure.
They've got somebody's pants. The other option is, what size pants are we talking
100%.
About?
Right?
There's somebody's favorite pants. Why couldn't they also be my favorite pair of pants?
Or why couldn't they be somebody on eBay's favorite pair of pants?
Right. So I guess I'm not going to get any advice from you guys. The only real solution here is for me to call Maria and whoever this dude is.
Oh, I can't wait for that to happen because the minute she picks up and maybe gives 10 seconds of an explanation, she's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
That is what I'm terrified of.
That's what you're afraid of. I knew it.
So 24 hours from right now, listen to B98.5 Tad and Drex Show because we will have a follow-up and we will find out. We resolve the case of the missing and apparently found.
Guarantee they're yours and guarantee you remember what happened.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's time to play Beat Shazam. 5 seconds to name these songs. You guys going up against each other, Drex versus Kara.
Yep.
And the category is based on the fact that I saw that Chris Cornell, you know, he was the lead singer for, what, Soundgarden, mm-hmm. Audioslave. His daughter Lily performed at this event for the first time in public, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I was thinking about other musical artists whose parents were famous.
Oh.
That's the category, starting okay. with Kara.
Everybody get up.
That's Robin Thicke and Pharrell, and I think T.I. was in there,
yeah.
too. Blurred Lines?
Is correct.
We have to name the parent?
Sure, in this case, you don't have to, okay. but it would be easy,
Alan
I think.
Alan
Thicke, Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Classic. All right.
He looks just like his dad, too. It's crazy.
Over to Drex.
Is that Miley Cyrus and the Climb? Billy Ray Cyrus?
Correct. All right, back over to Kara. Round two of Beat Shazam. These are artists with famous parents.
That's Wilson Phillips. Hold on.
Yes. That's a super group right there.
Because yeah.
Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys and then John and Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas all
wow.
come together. I know, I know.
Who?
Drex.
Yes. I believe that's L. King, whose dad is Rob Schneider. Like, how do you
Deuce
get the
Bigelow.
Name? Yeah. Is it called X's and O's is
it
the
is.
Song?
With famous parents as we enter the final round. We're tied up. Kara?
Norah Jones, Don't Know Why?
Yes.
Heart is drenched in wine.
Quincy Jones?
No. Her dad was like a sitar, like an Indian sitar player
what?
Or something.
Ravi Shankar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, Drex.
How did I know that?
How do you have this job? All right, final song
yeah.
here. If you get this, you tie. If you don't, you lose.
So Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers, One Headlight.
Is correct.
Wow.
I cannot believe that this guy, Jacob Dylan, whose dad was Bob Dylan, and who actually sings well and had a catchy tune like that, was mm-hmm. a one-hit wonder. Blows my mind.
He was too understandable.
I can't believe that Bob Dylan had more hits than Jacob Dylan. It's insane.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. Here's what's coming up next.
All right, Kara has info to go in 10 minutes.
If you or somebody you know works in the entertainment industry and has been having a hard time making ends meet, there's a local superstar stepping in to help out a little bit today. I'll tell you when and where in info to go.
And who?
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. 826, sunshine, clouds today. By the afternoon, it's also going to be breezy with a high in the 40s. What's up, Kara?
You know, the entertainment industry has been hit the hardest this year with concerts and events canceled and really no real indication of when things will mm-hmm. return for them. So many of those families have been having a really hard time struggling to find work and food and all kinds of stuff. So a local celebrity that is not Tyler Perry and his nonprofit are stepping in to help. Danny De Los Reyes is the percussionist for the Zac Brown Band, and his organization, Dayglow, has teamed up with Midwest Food Bank for a huge food giveaway today.
The people in the entertainment industry that are not the front people, not the singers, not the band members, but the people that help to put all the many little moving pieces that it takes to put on these great productions, those people are hurting.
If that happens to be you or somebody that you know, send them over to Avatar Events Group today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at 2091 Faulkner Road in Atlanta. They are going to get all kinds of goodies from Danny, a bunch of dry food, milk and produce, and even turkeys, and I think they have some of his really cool clear face masks that he came up with that he created from the drum heads that he uses.
Oh, cool.
You say turkey?
Yes.
Why not chicken fried? What?
Oh, goodness.
Give me a good feeling, would you please?
Yes.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So planning a wedding during a pandemic is stressful enough. But when the big day finally arrives and everyone is there except for one important person, that's a whole nother level of panic. No, it wasn't the bride or the groom that was missing. It was the preacher. But thankfully for Shanna and Eric in Buford, there was a local angel willing to step in. Their three groomsmen started frantically calling any and every officiant that they could find on Google. And one of them stumbled on Pastor Chris Holcomb, who just so happened to live a few blocks away. When he heard what was happening to the couple, he dropped his yard work, suited up, and saved the day.
If you ever need me, I am an ordained minister.
I was going to,
yeah. The Church of Lebowski.
I was going to ask, because you can get ordained online. And Kara, Tad and I were both at your wedding like a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. What if your minister hadn't showed up and you had to choose between Tad and I? Who would it have been?
Well, you already had very important job to do, Jax, yeah. With doing the music and everything. So I would ask Tad to be the officiant because he did the speech and kind of knocked it out of the park.
Ooh.
Kara says that, and she's very tactful and she's very kind. Mm-hmm. Truth of the matter is she doesn't want the preacher at her wedding taking his shirt off to be funny halfway through the ceremony.
You're saying that's something I would
true
do?
That's true, too.
How dare you?
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.